Begin the current daf from Sefer Baba Basra daf test. Begin 4 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we have learned in the Braisa, which was elaborating on this topic of our Mishnah, which we said that members of a common courtyard, and so do members of a common city, municipality, they all have to share in the expenses of that city. So the Braisa spoke about certain obligations of charity, and moreover that the city members, the council members, they can decide to use it for whatever they desire. And whatever they make up, even other city ordinances, people have to follow. And even if it's not based on biblical law, they can change it and make people be penalized for violating the law of that municipality. So on that theme, the Gemara continues, Hanu bei trei tabachi. There were these two butchers, the avdi inyan b'hadi adodi, that they made a stipulation, they made a condition between the two of them. The cholman de ovid b'yeme de charvei, whichever butcher slaughters on the day of his friend, in other words, that there was not enough work for the two of them, so they would switch off days. If any one of them slaughters on the day of his friend, nikru'u l'mashche, so then they're going to tear up the hide of that animal that he slaughtered. So, ozl chad b'nayu, ovid b'yemen d'chavri, and it happened once that one of the two butchers went and slaughtered on the day which was designated for his friend. Sokar l'mashche, so they tore up the hide, the which is very expensive, of the animal that the guy had slaughtered. So, ozl kamei d'rava, they came in from the rava. Chayvina Rava l'shlumi, and Rava held liable those who tore up that person's hide of the animal to compensate him. So Eisveir v'yemir b'shlumi l'Rava. So they asked to Rava from the Brisa we brought in the previous stuff. The Brisa said ulasiya al kitzasim, that the council members are allowed to designate what charity money should be used for, and they're allowed to change it when they need it, and moreover they're allowed to move people based on their rabbinic law and penalize them based on the ordinances that they made. And since this was a stipulation that they agreed to beforehand regarding when the butchers should work and they should switch off days, and if not, it gets penalized, so why can they not enforce that? Why is he holding those who tore up his hide to be liable to compensate him? So the Gemara says, Lo yahadeh le Rava. Rava didn't respond to the question. Amar Papa, shaper avid lo yahadeh le midi. Rapapa says, what Rava did was appropriate that he didn't respond. Because Hanimi lihechid like Adam Chashav, and Rava didn't want to come out and say, I'm an Adam Chashav. But when did we say that the council members could decide and enforce their ordinances when there is no dominating respectable figure, like in this case, Rava? Avalhechid ikka Adam Chashav, where there is a respectable person, there's a Gadol Hadar, there's someone that's great. Lav kol kaminari demasnu, it's not up to them to go ahead and make these stipulations unless they go and they consult with the great one of the generation, which in this case was Rava. And since it didn't consult with him, it doesn't hold water. And therefore he said that although you made this stipulation, you have to compensate that butcher for the hide that you tore up. Taraban, when the Brisa, continue on this theme about, which also from that Brisa and the previous staff discussing the collection and the dispensation of charity. So Taraban, when the Brisa, Eima chashvin b'tzedaka, we do not calculate with the charity to Imagabe tzedaka with the charity collector to say, wait, where'd you give that money that you collected? Let's see your books. V'loi behektish ima gizbarim, and same thing is regarding the properties of hektish, which when people donate to the Beis HaMikdash, there's gizbarim, there are the collectors and the treasurers. We don't calculate with them. We don't hold them responsible to a T. Now, v'avapishen ra'iladava, although that there's no explicit proof for this idea, which as Rashi points out, because the pasuk that the Gemara is going to bring is not talking about charity collectors, rather it's talking about only treasurers of hektish. And actually, Tosfos says that it's not even a proof even for hektish, because the pasuk that's being brought for the even by the hektish is those who are totally righteous. So those people you could understand that they weren't meticulous with them to have to prove their books. But either way, says the Gemara Zechel Dover. At least it's a remembrance. It's an allusion to this concept where Shenemet says the pasuk in Melachim Beis says v'leichashvu esa anoshim. They didn't calculate with the men ashayitnu esa kesev al yadim, which through them the money was given. Losses la'isa malacha, to give to those who did the actual work in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki be'emunahim oisim, they did it with trustworthiness. Now, the reason for this is because there are many workers doing many different types of jobs in regard to the Beis HaMikdash. You had those who had to cut the stones, chisel the stones. You had those who would carry it on their shoulders. You had the donkey drivers. You had those who had to purchase wood. You had to have those who would cut the bricks. Now, therefore, it's very difficult to have an exact calculation, as the Gemara says in general, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos of Mem Hei Amud Aleph, that even a regular employer, he's very busy with his work and he forgets. That's why we actually make it that the worker could swear and collect. So therefore, we didn't impose a shvua on the balabai. So too over here regarding the charity collector and the gizbar of hekdesh, they're busy with a lot of different things. We're not going to hold them exactly to a precise calculation of the money that was given for charity. Now, Amr Balazi says that Afapi Shieshli La'odim Gizbe Nemen Betech Beisai. Now, even if a person has a trustworthy collector, someone that's in charge of his money in his house, Yatzer v'yimna, he should still bundle and count the money that he's giving to this gizber, the one who is in charge of his, let's say, his tzedakah money. Now, even though he's not going to come and calculate with him after this point, he should still bundle it and count it. Shnem, like it says over there in that pasuk in Malachim Beis, says v'yitzuru v'yimnu, that they would bundle it and count it, and then they gave the money to the one who is in charge of giving all the expenses for the people who are going to do all the actual work. So although you're not going to come and calculate with him, and he knows he has that liberty, but take the steps of bundling it and counting it, so he knows that this was counted and bundled, that also keeps him in check, although the person's not actually going to be held to a total accountability. Amar Rav Huna, continuing on these halachas, he says, "Boitkin l'mezoynes, if a poor person comes and says, provide for me, I need food. So when it comes to food, we first have to do a background check to make sure that he's not a scam. But we don't investigate regarding clothing. Let's say he comes naked and he says, I need something to put on. We give him something to wear right away. We don't first check him out. Says the Gemara, if you want, you could say from a pasuk. And if you want, you could say based on logic. That is, Rav Huna says, if you want, you could say it's logic because high arm, high komavazi. This person that's naked, he's embarrassed. It's here he is without wearing anything. But food is not embarrassed. You can take the time to first go ahead and check him out. Or if you want, you can say based on the pasuk in Yeshaya that says paris l'rov lachmecha, that you should spread out to the hunger your bread. Now besin ksiv, it's written with a sin, which could also be read as a shin, meaning it should be written as parais with a samach. But it's written with a sin. Why? To tell you that paraysh, which is that first investigate and specify and analyze, that make sure this person is a correct person, that he really needs food, he's a real pauper, and then v'hadr havli, and then give him, like we said, lachmecha. But v'hasim ksiv, regarding clothing, the end of the pasuk says, kisira arim, when you see someone naked, v'chisisa, and you cover him, which tells us kisira l'alto, right when you see a person not wearing anything, you have to give him something to see. So either logic or pasuk that tells us that regarding food, okay, then you take time to make sure he's legit. But regarding clothing, you give him right away. Now, Rehudam, he says the opposite. He says, b'adin l'chsus, we actually investigate a person. If he wants clothing, we first check him out. But v'ein b'adkin l'mezaynis, we don't check out a person. It says he wants food, you give him right away. If you want, you could say it's logic. And if you want, you could say, based on the pasuk. If you want, you could say it's logic. This guy's hungry, he's in pain, he needs something to eat. A guy was naked, yeah, it might be embarrassing, he's not in pain. Okay, look, you didn't have clothing on, but don't know. Let's first check you out to make sure that you're okay. Let's get the sources, let's get the references. And if you want, you could say based on the pasuk. In the beginning of this pasuk that we mentioned before, it says, that you should go ahead and spread out your bread to the poor, which tells us paris lal to spread it out right away, which is ukedah karina, like we read it, not like we said how it's written with a sin, which could be a shin, but rather as it's read with his samach, is spread it out. Now v'hasim ksev, but at the end of the pasuk he says kisira arim v'kisisa. When you see him naked and you cover him, what does it mean kisira? Which means kishayirolach. When it's seen to you, meaning that it's visible to you, that you recognize, meaning that he's not a scam. Then, but that's why it says kisira today. Make sure that you see this. You make sure you analyze it, and then you give him the clothing. So the Gemara says Tanika Vaseid Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Braisa that supports this interpretation of Rabbi Huda, where the Braisa says Amar Kisuni. If a person comes and says, "Give me clothing, cover me," but Kinacharav, then we do check into him. Pranasuni, but if he says, "Support me, I need some food," ain't but can we don't check into him again? Exactly like Rabbi Huda, not like Rav Huna. Continuing on this theme. It's not hostile. We learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Peah that says, which is talking about the qualifications of how we give charity to poor people. We don't give less to a poor man who doesn't live in this city, but he's passing from place to place, but he still is a poor person, he needs food. We don't give him less. We don't give him less than a loaf of bread, which a loaf of bread is enough for two meals worth, because that's where the share of Kedechel's pras is a half. which is for one meal. Two meals is a whole loaf of bread. What type of loaf of bread? A loaf of bread that can be purchased with a coin called a punyin. Now, qualified if mi'ar besoin besela, meaning when you could purchase 4 sa' of wheat for a sela, then how much would you get of a loaf of bread for a punyin? You would end up getting a half a kav. That's how much flour you would get. Now, the reason for this is because a sela is 48 punyin. And 4 sa' are 48 half a kav. And so if you do the math, you come out to a half a kav of flour for a punyin. Now, moreover, the storekeeper who grinds and bakes and sells the bread in the marketplace, you're going to have a half a kav of flour for a punyin, but he charges now half that price value because of all the work he's putting into. So ultimately, you're not going to get a half a kav of flour in your loaf of bread. You're going to end up getting half of that, which is a quarter kav of flour in your loaf of bread for a punyin. That's how much is necessary for two meals, which is what you have to give for a person for that day, at least, even though he's passing by, to have that day. Now, lon, let's say he's staying overnight in the city. Then nicely parnasas lina, you give him the requirements, what he needs for the night. Ask the Gemara, my parnasas lina, what are the requirements for a pauper who is staying overnight in the city to need? Amar papa, he says it's purya, it's a bed, and ubeisadya, and a pillow to put underneath his head. Now, Shabbos, let's say he's staying over Shabbos. So, nicely, Muslim, shalish sudas, and you give him food enough for the 3 sudas that are required on Shabbos. Tanya, we're learning a braisa. Am hayu machzer al b'sachem, if this guy was knocking, going by the doors, knocking from door to door, ain't this kakan like, then you don't have to give him money from the charity box because he already knows how to provide for himself because he's going from door to door and that's enough. He's going to get from all the homeowners that way. So, you don't have to give him from the charity box in the town. Now, related to this, halacha, the Gemara brings the following incident. There was a certain pauper that was going door to door in the city. Came in front of Rav Papa, who he was in charge of the tzedakah money from the city's coffers. Now, so Rav Papa didn't give him anything, even a little bit. Now, he says, wait a second. If the master is not going to give this pauper anything, so no one else is going to give. They see Rav Papa is not giving him. Why should I give? Lamus, so the guy should die? So on that, the gear says, Amar lay, so Rav Papa said to him, but Vatanya in the Brisa we just quoted before, but if he's a pauper going from door to door, ain't this kakan lay? Then you don't have to give him the tzedakah that he needs to provide for himself. So Amar lay, so Samar Rav Yevi said to Rav Papa, ain't this kakan lay means lamatana meruba. You don't have to give him a large gift as in to provide for the city's requirements of giving to the poor people. But you have to give him a small little thing because obviously he's going door to door. That's how he's going to get it. Because he doesn't get punished that he's collecting door to door. It's just that he'll get enough that way. But you don't have to give him the big gifts, which is if he doesn't have anything to provide for himself. And therefore, you have to give him at least something so that he can get when he goes from door to door. Amar Ravasi says, La'ilm al yimna adam atzmai milos shlish shekel b'shana. A person should not give less than a third of a shekel per year for tzedakah. Like it says, a pasuk in Nehemiah, it says, "V'hamanu aleinu mitzvahs that we placed upon ourselves commandments." Losses aleinu shlishes hashekel b'shana to give a third of a shekel for the year. Lavoid is basically kind of for the service of the house of our God. So you see that for tzedakah purposes, a person should give at least a third of a shekel a year. Now, moreover, V'amar Vasi, he says on this pasuk, "Shekula tzedakah keneged kol mitzvahs." Charity is equal to all the other commandments. Shnemelik says in that pasuk says v'amano leinu mitzvahs v'gemar, that we placed upon ourselves commandments in the plural mitzvah in k'siv kan. Doesn't say this mitzvah, which is Torah, only one mitzvah of charity. Ela mitzvahs, rather commandments, to tell you that tzedakah is equal and equivalent to all the other mitzvahs. Now the Gemara says siman and mnemonic for the following 3 teachings from Rabbi Lazar, which are on this topic: Gadol great, Mikdash the base of Mikdash, and Moshe Rabbeinu. So the first one is Omer Belazer. Belazer says, Gadol, as we said, that's the first siman, Hama'asa, greater is the one who causes Yisimin Isa than the one who actually does. Like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, V'hoye ma'asa tzedakah, that it was that the action of charity, which is the one who puts in the effort to promote and activate his friends to give charity, from the fact that it doesn't say V'hoye ha'tzedakah, it should say, and that the charity was. It doesn't say that. It says Masa ha'tzedakah, the one who acts and creates that there's charity being given, is Shalom, is peace. and the service of charity is hashkid ravetachad oilam, is tranquility and confidence forever. We see how great is the one who actually causes those to give charity more than the one who's giving it himself. Now, more, but says the Gemara, let's say zacha, if a person has good fortune, then, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, halei paris l'rav lachmecha, so he'll give his bread to the pauper. If it doesn't merit, then vanim merudim tavi bayis, then the poor who are constantly screaming, give, give, will come to his house, which is a reference to the Roman government, who they always say, oh, we need more money for all our services, and therefore the concept that the Gemara is saying is, a person will have a certain amount of expenses, a certain amount of income. If a person merits, he'll do it the right way, and that is he'll give it for charity. If he doesn't, it'll be taken another way. So a person should always decide when a person has yisurim or other things, or like in this case, tzedakah, a person has to understand that he can do it in the good way, or he can do it in the non, but that what's going to happen is going to happen. But a person should do it at the first part of the pasuk says, which is paras l'rav lachmecha, and not as the last part of the pasuk says, which is if not, then you're going to have the government taking away your money. So to Omli Rava l'bnei Mechuzah, Rava said to the people of Mechuzah, b'matusa menaychu, he says, I beg of you, usu b'hadei adadi, cause each other to have to give charity, k'hichad l'havel l'chushlam b'machuzah, that you have peace from the government, because you're going to have to spend the money anyway. Hashem has that in your calculations. Give it to tzedakah, because if not, the government's going to take it away from you. The next teaching from Amr Belazar was, on this topic, is b'zman she'beis hamikdash kayim, at the time when the temple, when the beis hamikdash stood, Adam shekel shekel, you must capitalize. A person would give his machtsa shekel, half a shekel a year, and he would get atonement because that would go towards the trumas halishka, which would then be used to buy the karbanis, the karban tam, the karban safin, and the person would get atonement that way. But achshav she'im beis hamikdash kaim, now that we don't have any more beis hamikdash, im oisin tzedaka mutav. So if a person does charity, then it's good. And if not, then the idol worshippers come and they take it forcibly from the Jews. But it's still calculated to the person as if he gave charity. Those who oppress you is charity. That also goes according to the calculations where a person forcibly loses money. That is then going in the calculations of his charity. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hai milsa ishtoi li ula. This idea that I'm going to say over, there was a child that said this over to me. What type of a child? As the Gemara continues, Amad Beis, there was Mishagish Archasa De'ime. That as a child, he made his mother be confounded and do something that was not the norm, which is a reference to Rav Sheshes, who was a child that made his mother, as the Gemara is later going to explain, cause his mother to deviate from the regular customs of a modest woman. That he said over Mishmid Rabbi Lazar, Maidich said, what does it mean in the pasuk in Yeshaya that says Vayilbash Tzedakah, that he clothes charity Karshiryan like a coat of armor, which means like these scales of a fish, which is how the person wears the armor, which is a bunch of scales. That's how the knight's armor is. So what is it that he's wearing charity like an armor? Leimelcha, to tell you, Mashiryan is just like this coat of mail. Every bit of those scales, each one is just a small little piece of metal, but they all combine to make this strong armor. Av tzedakah, is that the same idea with charity? Every penny you give, every little drop you give, it combines to make this large calculation, which then protects a person like a coat of armor. He brings a different source for this from a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, "Uchabeget idim kol tzedkeisenu." That all, in other words, even though we have kol tzedkeisenu, even though we gave so much charity, but it's still repulsive because of all our wickedness, like a beget idim, like a this repulsive garment that a person throws it off. He goes, "I got mud on me," and he throws it off. That's how the prophet is saying that although we're giving tzedakah, still we're repulsed. But still, what we see from the pasuk is that its charity is compared to a garment. So, therefore, by the charity of the righteous, it's an appropriate garment, which teaches you, ma beged zeh, just like this garment, called nima v'nima mitzarefes lebeged gadol. Every single thread is just a thread. What is it, right? But it combines to make this large, beautiful garment. Av tzedakah, so too charity, kol pruta pruta mitzarefes lecheshbon gadol. Every single drop, every single penny combines to a large calculation, which is a large protection for the person. Now, the Gemara then just qualifies. Amai Karile, why did he call Rav Sheshes Ulu Mishagish Archase Deima, a child that causes his mother to do something that is confounding? So the Gemara says because of the following incident. The boy mene Rav Achtavay Bar Ami Rav Sheshar. Rav Achtavay Bar Ami had asked from Sheshar the following question. Minayin l'mitzayir, what do we know regarding mitzayir as a person who has tzaras, some type of discoloration on his skin or on his hair, where b'meisi furei, that in the days of his counting, where there's a time when he gets locked up and he's tameh, and then after that he's becoming tahar, so first, the first beginning of the process is that he purifies himself with bringing the tzipparim, these birds, for his karbanas. And then for the next 7 days, he waits until he could finish off the purification process. That's called B'mei Sipur, the days that he has to count these 7 days. So on that, he asked Rav Sheshes, how do we know that a mitzvah during those 7 days, Shemitame Adam, that he transmits tuma to a person? Now, because as Rashi points out, regarding Gimichiluta, which are the days when he is sequestered, when he's locked up, there, the pasuk, as the Gemara in Yevamos explains, he's compared to a mess, where a mitzvah is like a dead person, which, just like a mess, transmits tumah to a person, even in the oil, so too a mitzvah is going to transmit tumah to a person. But how do we know the same halacha applies to what's called b'meis tifurei, which is after that period, already when he's in those 7 days in the middle of the purification process, that he will also transmit tumah to a person? So I'm a lawyer, if Sheshe said to him, I'll tell you as follows. Since the mitzvah b'meisi purei transmits tuma to garments, because even on the 7th day when he's finally going to finish off his purification process, the pasuk in the Yukra says v'chibes b'gadim, he has to wash his garments. So you see, because he was metamit, so metame adam, so therefore he also transmits tuma to a person. On that, Amalei Sir of Achtavoy said to him, wait a second, how can you prove because he has to wash his garment and that means he was metamit, so therefore he can be metame adam? But dima tuma b'chiburim, but maybe when you have tuma that is attached, for example, the garment that he's wearing, maybe that's shani. Maybe that's different because that's like the person himself. And yes, he himself is still tummy. But let's say regarding other garments that he would just touch, where he's not wearing it, and so if he would touch a person, maybe he would not transmit tuma. And he says, I'll even prove it to you. Because daha hisit nevela, someone that moves a dead animal carcass, where it says regarding such a person in the pasuk, "Va'noiseis nevlase," whoever carries the dead animal, it says in the pasuk in Yikir al v'chabes begadim, where he has to wash his garments. Why? Because the mitame begadim. Not only does he become tame, but his garments become tame. And yet ve'ein mitame adam, because we don't find anywhere that the person that touches in the veil becomes an avatama to transmit tame to a person or to other garments. We have to be an avatama because if you're a rishon, you're not. And if you touch a nevela, you don't become a navatama. And yet it's metam b'gadim. So you see that from the fact that a mitzayir is metam is good that he's wearing, that won't prove that he'll be metami adam, as you see clearly by hesed nevela, where although the garment of the person who touched the nevela becomes tummy, but he does not transmit tumma to a person. So Amalei Rav Sheshes responded back. He says, wait. Ve'lesheretz de metama adam enolan. How do we know that a sheretz, a dead, one of these small 8 creatures that transmits tumma to a person, how do we know that? He's trying to defend his opinion. So isn't it because we know a sheretz transmits tumah to a garment, and therefore that's how we know that it transmits tumah to a person, like the logic I'm telling you? Because if mitzayir b'meisi furi is metamah begadim, then therefore also is metamah adam? On that, Omalei, Rav Achtavay says no. Sheretz behedik sebe. We don't know that a sheretz is metamah adam because it's metamah begadim. There's an explicit pasuk that says a sheretz is metamah adam. As the pasuk says in Meyikra, it says, Oyish asher yiga b'chol sheretz, or a man that will touch in any sheretz, that we see that a person becomes tummy from touching a sheretz. Now, as Rashi points out, Rav Achtavay could have easily refuted what Rav Sheshar was trying to say, as he said the same logic before. He could have said that the tumma of begadim of sheretz, even if you're going to say that that's how we know there's a tumma of adamai sheretz, but that you cannot compare to the tumma of begadim of yimei sipuroi, because the tumma of the begadim of sheretz is the sheretz not wearing the garment. So it's just a tumma of touching. So maybe yes, if the sheretz is metame a garment that it touches, it also can be metame adam that it touches. But how could you compare to what you're trying to say by yimei sipuri that it's metame begadim? It's only that he's wearing that we call chiburin. And that's Rashi says yes, but just he had a better answer because he says your whole proof doesn't begin because it's actually sheretz we know it's metame adam not from because we know it's metame begadim but because the explicit pasuk. So Rav Sheshes continues trying to support his opinion. He says, wait a second. El shichva zera, regarding semen, the metame adam minolan, how do we know that the semen that comes out of a male's member, that it transmits tumah to a person that touches it? La meshum dehoil metame adam, isn't it because since shichva zera is metame a garment, as the pasuk says, v'chol beged v'chol ur, and that any garment or any leather, ashayil of shech v'zer, that will have in its semen, that it transmits tumah. So that's how we know metama adam. That's how it transmits tumah. So says Rav Sheshi, that supports my contention that I'm saying that that's how you know that a mitzvah b'mei sipur is metama adam because it's metama begadim. On that again, Amalei Rav Achtva says him no. Shech v'zer name behedik sebe. Regarding shech v'zer b'metama adam, we learn that explicitly from the pasuk, as the pasuk says in Yikra, oy ish or a man, which is l'rabes es nageya, that comes to include also someone that touches the shech v'zer. As Rashi brings that the Brais and Masechtas Nida on Daf Mem Gimel Beis says explicitly this idea, how do we know to include someone that touches Shech Vazera to become Tamei? Like it says in the Pasuk, a ish, or a man, meaning if a man touches Shech Vazera, he also becomes Tamei. So therefore, Rav Achtva refuted what Rav Sheshi was trying to answer, how do we know that a Metzari B'mei Sipuri is Metama Adam? Because you can't know from Metama B'Gadam, because again, that's Thomas Chiburin, who said that proves to touching something. And although he wanted to bring other sources that you see if it's Metama B'Gadim, it's Metama Adam, this is not true. Those you don't know because of Metama B'Gadim and Metama Adam by Sheretz and Shech Bazar, they're the explicit psukim that tell you that the same thing applies to Adam. So the Gemara tells us that Ahadulei, that Rav Achtavi was responding to Rav Sheshes Bibdichusa in a laughing type of a way. Because Rav Sheshes kept on trying to answer, Rav Sheshes, that's a pasuk. That's a posse. He kept on refuting him in a laughing type of a way. So Cholish died to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had a weakness of a cognitive dysregulation where he felt this squeamish because of how he's being treated. And Ishtik Rav Achtavei Barami. So Rav Achtavei Barami became silent. He became mute because of the pain that he caused Rav Sheshes. Moreover, V'syakar Talmudei, he forgot all his learning. Now, Asi Ime, the mother of Rav Sheshes, came, v'kabachi kamei, and she was crying in front of her son. Tzavcha, tzavcha, she was screaming that her son Rav Sheshes should daven for his colleague, who now became mute and forgot his learning because of him. And the son Rav Sheshes didn't pay attention to her. Amr Leh, his mother, said to him, Chazila hani chadoi, look at these breasts, and that's where she revealed herself, and that's what's saying a mother that didn't do what women usually do, which chadai really means the chest, but it's a reference to her breasts, dematzis mine, that you sucked from, meaning that you nursed from these breasts, in that sake, that I nursed you, please go ahead and daven for him. Bayrachmer le'abatase, so he then davened for his colleague, and he was healed. But again, that's why he got that title, mishagish archas adeime, but that he caused his mother to indecently expose herself. Now the Gemara says, Udasina Allah, and now that we brought up this question that the Gemara had mentioned, only because he wanted to say why did he call him Meshagash Urchasa De'ima, was because of this incident regarding that Rav Achtavi had asked him, how do we know that it's that Mitzari B'Meisi Puroi is Metama Adam? So on that says the Gemara Samanala, because everything Rav Sheshes tried to say he refuted. So we ultimately, do we know that a Mitzari B'Meisi Puroi is Metama Adam? Says the Gemara, Ketitan Leglen Abraisa. Pshim Ben Yechi Emer, he says, Nemer Kibis B'Godim B'Meisi Puroi. It mentions the concept of having to launder his clothing at the days of when he's counting between when he brought his karbanas and when he's going to finally finish up his purification process. The pasuk says, it's going to be on the seventh day. Yikalach is called sorry that he'll cut off all his hair, and then says that he has to wash his garments. Now, it also mentions the washing of his garments by the days when he was secluded because of and concluded to be tamei with tzaras, which the earlier pasuk that says on the day that he purifies himself with his bird karbanis, which is when he's leaving the tumah of hechlet, it says over there v'chibes hametaris bagadim. So when he's purifying himself, he has to wash his garments, which means to say because he had the tumah of his garments b'mechiluta. So says Reb Shimon ben Yechai, malahala metame adam. Just like over there b'mechiluta, as we mentioned before, he's metame adam because he's compared to a mess, and therefore, just like a mess of metama adam, so too is a mitzvah b'mechilutai is metama adam. So afkan metama adam here also from the comparison of the washing of the garments. It says by both of them, just like over there is metama adam, so too over here b'meisi puroi he transmits tuma to a person. Now the Gemara continues with the teachings of Rabbi Elazar. The third one is Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, continuing on this topic of tzedakah, God lo eset tzedakah b'seiser. Great is the one that does charity in concealment. Yisim Meisher Rabbeinu, greater than Meisher Rabbeinu. Why? Dilah b'Meisher Rabbeinu k'siv, whereas regards to Meisher Rabbeinu, says the pasuk in Devarim, ki yagarti mimnei ha'af achim. Meisher Rabbeinu says because he was afraid of the anger and the fury, which that's a reference to two armies that are there to punish those who sin. And Meisher Rabbeinu says, I'm afraid of them. But in regards to the one who does charity, it says the pasuk in Mishlei, matan besesa, the one who gives his gift in hiding, meaning he doesn't, no one knows who's giving the charity, yichfa'af, he's able to turn over the anger, v'sheichel, and the bribery, meaning, which is like what charity does to protect, is b'chek chama'aza, in the bosom, it keeps it concealed, the furious fury. So you see that tzedakah, matan besesa, is able to turn over both af and chema, which Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of, so we see that someone that gives charity in private is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu in this context. Now, Upligid Rabbi Yitzchak. On that, the Gemara says that actually this way of darshaning the pasuk disputes Rabbi Yitzchak. Because the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, he said that af kaifa, no, the matan besesa only turns over the af, the anger, but chema ena kaifa does not overturn the fury. Remember, because he learns the pasuk, v'sheichad b'cheik, although you have the bribery, so to speak, in the bosom, but still chema aza, still the fury is still strong. Meaning, af apisha sheichad b'cheik, even though the sheichad, which is a reference to, which could do this type of bribery when you give, meaning for a person's punishments in this world, if he gives tzedakah in seiser, in secret, but still chema aza, still the fury is still in its might. Now, whereas Rabbi Lazar touched up, he translated the pasuk that no, sheichad b'cheik is going back in the beginning of the pasuk. That sheichad b'cheik, that when you have this bribery in the bosom, that will also turn over, as the beginning of the pasuk was saying, chema aza will even turn over a furious fury. Now, Igadarmi, those say a different version from Amr B'Yitzchak. B'Yitzchak said a different drasha on this pasuk. He says, kol dayin shenotel sheichad, any judge that takes bribery, maybe chama aza la'ilam brings a furious fury to the world. Shnemak says in the pasuk, b'sheichad b'cheik, if there's bribery in his bosom, meaning in his pocket, he has bribery money, so b'goyim etc., like it says, that he's going to bring a chema aza, it's going to be this strong fury to the world. Now the Gemara continues with other drushas from Amr B'Yitzchak, who we just mentioned, continuing on this topic about tzedakah. Whoever gives a coin, even the lowest denomination of a coin, to a pauper, he's blessed with six blessings. If someone appeases him with words, you give him words of consolation, you're blessed with 11 blessings. As the Gemara explains, someone gives even a penny, the lowest denomination of a coin, to a pauper, he's blessed with six blessings. Something like it says the pasuk in Yeshayi, which we mentioned before, behold, if someone goes and spreads out his bread to the poor, and screaming paupers he brings into his house, etc. When he sees a naked person, he goes and he clothes him. So as the Bach fills in over here, that it says in the pasuk, the six blessings are, Azi boka keshachai recha, then it would break forth like the morning his light, and then varuchascha meher tatzmiach, and his healing will sprout speedily, and the halach lefanecha tzidkechen will go in front of you his righteousness, and kaved Hashem yasvecha, and the honor, the dignity of Hashem will gather you in, and it says in the pasuk, Az tikrav Hashem, and he'll call out and Hashem will answer. And it says, Teshaveya v'yomer hinani. A person will scream out, and Hashem will say, here I am. That's what happens to a person that gives charity, gives even a pruta to a poor person. Now, v'mefaisi b'dvarim is baruch ba'achas esri brachas. Someone that appeases him with words is blessed with 11 blessings. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk after that, it says, v'safik lo ro'ev l'nafshecha, that you will take out, you will bring forth to the hungry man your soul, which means to say that your soul, that means to say your emotional part, you will appease him with words of consolation, and v'nefesh nanatasbiya, and the afflicted soul you'll satiate. So the blessings are v'zorach b'chayshech ayrecha, that will sprout forth in the darkness your light, v'falascha katzarayim, and your darkness like in the noon, v'nochacha Hashem tamar, Hashem will constantly guide you, v'zbiya b'tzachtzachas nafshecha, and he will satiate your soul even in the drought, v'goyman, etc., because there are other brachas that are in that, etc., which are the pasuk talks about over there, is v'atzmeisecha v'yachlitz, that your bones he will support, v'yisik again rav, you'll be like a moist garden, and u'chameitzim mayim ha'shalichaz v'meimav, like that which brings forth water, which will not ever be forged, that it will not dry up those waters. And the pasuk continues, uvanu mimcha charbes oilmu, he will build from you the ruins of the world, that the foundations in the world he'll stand up, etc., which there are other brachas there, which is from this 11, which is v'karilecha goyder peretz, he'll call you that which closes up the breaches, m'sheviv nesivas lo shaves, that he directs on the path to settle. So those are the 11 brachas that comes to the person that gives divrei tanchumim, words of consolation, to the poor man. Another teaching from Va'omer B'Yitzchak. He says, "Ma'idach said, what does it mean in Pasuk in Mishlei that says, Reidiv tzedaka v'chesed, he who pursues charity and kindness, yim tzachayim tzedaka v'chavi, will find life, charity, and honor." So on that the question is, Mishum de'reidiv tzedaka yim tzedaka, because he pursues charity, he'll find charity, which sounds like that he'll become poor and he'll find people that will give him charity. Why should that be a reward for giving charity? Rather, to tell you, whoever pursues charity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi le'mayitz v'yismen tzedakah. So if a person wants to give, Hashem will give him money so that he can do charity with that. Another interpretation of Nachman Yitzchak Amei says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi le'bnei adam hamhu ganim laslan tzedakah. Hashem will give him appropriate people to do charity for, k'dei l'kabal le'mischari, so that he could receive reward for giving those type of people charity. So the Gemara Lafuki Mai, what does that mean? What does that mean that appropriate people to give a charity to? What's that coming to exclude? So the Gemara Lafukim in the Darsh Rabbah, it comes to exclude, like Rabbah had expounded. The Darsh Rabbah expounded, says, Ma'idich Sip, what does it mean the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, where Yirmiyah was cursing those people of Anoses who were trying to kill him? He said, V'yu mukshalm lefanecha, let them stumble in front of you. Be'is apecha asebehem, at the time of your anger, you should deal with them. What does that mean? So, Amma Yirmi lefanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmi said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbein Yishtol, Master of the World, Afila b'shosha koyven es yitzron, even at a moment when these people will overpower their inclination, u'mevakshin lasit tzedakah lefanecha, they want to do charity in front of you, hechshilam b'vnei adam she'in moganim, let them stumble and give it to the wrong types of people that are inappropriate to receive charity, k'dei sh'lo yikabel le'en sacha, that they shouldn't receive reward for the charity that they're giving. So, that's what we're saying, that someone that really wants to give charity, Hashem will find him appropriate people to give charity to. Reb Shu ben Levi, he says, "Kalarogu lasa tzedakah." Whoever is accustomed to giving charity, and the Bach takes out this word zeichah, he'll merit. Having lebanim, he will have sons that are bali chachma, that are wise, bali oisha, that are wealthy, and bali gada, and that are familiar with homiletic agadic teachings. How do we know this? From that pasuk we mentioned before. Bali chachma, wise people, the chesed, like it says in that pasuk in Mishlei, as we continue top of Yudim Amin Aleph, yim tzachayim, will find life. What's life? So as the pasuk says regarding wisdom, it says, ki meitzi meitzachayim. It says in the pasuk in Mishlei, those who find me will find life. So if it says he find life, that means he's finding wisdom. Bali oish, the chesed, and wealth, as it says in the pasuk, tzedakah, charity, meaning as we said before, I'll have money to give charity. And bali gada, the chesed, and homiletic teachings, he'll know to give vertlach and to give words of inspiration, like it says in the pasuk, the last word is v'chavet, and dignity and honor. Now, k'siv hacha v'chavet, here it says, and honor. K'siv hasam, it says in the pasuk, initially, k'avet, honor, chachom yinchalu, the wise will inherit. Why? Because they know how to darshan, to lecture, and it draws people's hearts. People are enjoying, they hear an inspirational lecture, which is from the Agada. And those types of people honor, they say, wow, this person is amazing. They get drawn to those type of people. So that's what happens for somebody that gives charity. He'll have sons that are all these three things, which are wise, wealthy, and are bali agoda, are good lecturers.